So one problem we left with is Yerushalayim, right? Yerushalayim. Why is it that says you don't do Eglarufa in Yerushalayim? It's not a city. It is Yerimitla. It is Yerimitla. Because of the fact that it wasn't Eschak al-Shvatim. It wasn't given out, divvied up amongst the Shvatim. So the question is, why is that, how is that relevant? And how do we define that in the context of Eglarufa?
Okay, something like this.
That,
see, what it means not a slag l'shvatim means it's not really owned. It wasn't given to like under the owner. It's not under the ownership of anybody. Like, when it was given out, it means this shevet was kona, this land, this shevet, right? As it's owned by the shevet, the land was given out for them to have ownership of the land. But Yerushalayim basically was not given out, not divvied up. It was who owns it? God owns it. It's the land of the Shechina or something like that. Doesn't belong to Klal Yisrael. We may have a right to live there, but it wasn't given to anybody. There was no Yerusha of the Aretz there. It was just left as the land of the Mikdash, the land of Hashem, and then we have rights to go there and use it and whatever, but it's not ours. Okay? In a certain sense, in that regard, it's like Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz isn't our land. And Yerushalayim isn't our land. Okay? And of course, they're different. Right? Because Chutz La'aretz is not our land because it belongs to the Goyim. But Yerushalayim is because it belongs to God, so to speak. But they're both equal in that they're not Neschalag L'Shvatim. It means they were not, it's not given over. It's under the total ownership of a Sheva. Right? Of Klal Yisrael. Not only of a Sheva, of Klal Yisrael. We lack as owners of the land. Now, continuing on the idea of the responsibility, I think there's an idea of when God gives you a land, so to speak, like it's yours, but you have to protect it. There's a certain responsibility which comes with the ownership, which means that when God gives them the land, so it's theirs, and everything which takes place in it is their responsibility. They have full rights, ownership, rights and responsibilities vis-a-vis the land. But on a land which is not yours, like for instance, if we set up a society in the Borough Park, so you wouldn't say we have to guard it the same way we have to guard a city in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is our land. Borough Park, it's not ours, so we may be living there or whatever, but it's America's. So ultimately, so look, let America take care of it. It's not, you know, it's not our, it's not on our head in the same way. Even though we may be the ones who live there. Once populated, but it's like there's a certain responsibility and a stivus which comes from it being your city, It's your city and it's your mace. Okay, it's your city and it's your corpse and it's your responsibility. But Yerushalayim, it's not our city and it's not our corpse and it's not our responsibility. We're not a responsible here. There's a certain responsibility. The responsibility comes from the ownership of the earth. Not just from the fact that we live there and we have a bezdin there. So it's ir sheyesh ba bezdin, means that it's an ear which makes it into an ear which is responsible for its citizens. Responsible for its for the people within. Not only the citizens, but people within. But that's only where that stems, that responsibility stems from the ownership of the land. And if you don't, the responsibility is diminished. Doesn't mean, of course, they still have to set up a bezdin, but their relationship to the land is different, and their responsibility is different, and they're not included in the parsha by Levi. Another way to look at it is it's not like the blood is not on your hands, so to speak, because it's not your city, and it lacks being identified as your city, so therefore the corpse is less on your hands. The Daniel Lo Shachlu means that our hands are clean. It's like it's in Yerushalayim, it's not your hands. It's usually the Yerach Kodesh has a corpse, unfortunately. But it's not like, what did you guys do? It's Yerushalayim. It's associated as the corpse of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim isn't an ear of, it's not really an ear of the individuals of Klal Yisrael. It's the Yer Hashem. So it's tragic, but it's not, it lacks as the, it's not an ear of the responsibility. Or it's not, or maybe I shouldn't say it that way, 1 second. It's more like it's not, because it's not really true. It's not, it is. It's a responsibility of a different city. There's the responsibility. I shouldn't say it that way. It's not that it's laxes. It's not, the Yerushalayim is not a responsible city. It's not, because the fact that they're not given the ownership of the land, so the Bezdin of Yerushalayim doesn't have that type of responsibility on the land. But the closest, who does? The next closest city, wherever different parts of Yerushalayim are split up. But basically, insofar as the Shmiras HaNefesh is concerned, this realm is to the city is based upon your ownership of the land, and therefore it's going to be the responsibility of the closest city which has ownership of the land, which is responsibility for the land. It's not going to apply to Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is like, it's not a city in this framework. It's like it has a Bezdin, but not a Bezdin which has these responsibilities. This responsibility is making sure the land is safe, and all the vicinity is safe. It stems from your ownership of the land. It stems from it being yours. Not just from you having access to any rights of usage. Here's a good raising a point. You could ask, like, what does it mean Yerushalayim is not in Nistak L'Shvatim? Does it mean that it was not divided amongst the Shvatim, rather it was given to the unit of Klal Yisrael as a whole? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying no. It means it was not divvied out to the Shvatim. It means it wasn't. Eretz Yisrael was given to Shvatim. It wasn't given to the unit of Klal Yisrael. It was given to Shvatim. The owners are the Shvatim. Rather, it was not given out. It means that God did not give them ownership of the land. God retained the ownership for himself. It's the Ir Hashem. Man doesn't own Yerushalayim. No one does. Not Klal Yisrael, not any individual Shevet, not the entire Klal. It's left as just the year of, like, I don't know, again, that's a good question. What's the Svara for that, and what's the old ideas? But you can kind of have a sense. Like, no one should be able to say, I own Yerushalayim. It's God's city. It's not your city. But I hear what you're saying, is outside of this, it's a Chakira. I can't prove that that's the idea of the Svara of the. But there are two ways to look at it. For the Svara I'm saying, I'm assuming that means the latter. But I can't prove it doesn't mean the former, that it means that it's not Nishalka, rather it's owned by everybody. I'm saying Nishalka means it's not, it wasn't, the Chiluk was the process of giving them ownership. It wasn't Nishalka, it means they were never given ownership. No one was given ownership. Might be a decent idea to look into those Gemaras. It seems like there's two other Gemaras at least, which one in Yoma and so on somewhere else. Let's talk about that. Lo Nishalka L'Shvatim.
Sounds interesting anyway. But you could knock me off by checking that out.
It's actually interesting. There's a Rambam, which I think kind of confirms some of what we're saying. Pretty good, actually. It's talking about halvos ochem. Okay, escorting your guests. So it's talking about escorting guests. There's a mitzvah to escort your guests, to walk them on the road. So the Rambam says, Kofin, this is in Milchos Evel, Yud Dalet Gimel. Kofin lelavaya kedarsh shekofin letzaka. You force people to escort their guests, just like you force people to give tzaka. Ubezdin hayu mesaknin shluchen lelavos adam hover makom makom. Bezdin set up messengers to escort a person who's going from place to place. Ve'imnes atzlu v'davarza, and if they're lax, lazy, lax in this matter, ma'ila leim akatsav kilu shakudam. Torah considers it if they spill blood. Where does it consider that? Presumably in Yadenu Lo Shafchos Namazah. The city says, we didn't spill this guy's blood. And Chazal say, what do you mean? Well, if obviously they didn't kill him. It means they didn't send him off without an escort. So you see, in this Rambam, it's a halacha. And who does he say? He says, Bezdin is Mesakon L'Shluchim. So it's a din of Bezdin. So when you have a Bezdin of an ear, right? A Bezdin exists in an ear. So the Bezdin is responsible to do this. So really, you see, it is the responsible Bezdin. It's not just the social or just a convenient concept. But you see this as a halacha. You see Bezdin how to do it. If the Nisatzu is like the Shavuot Dam, so obviously the Chayiv, right? The Chayiv is part of the Chiv of an ear to do this, right? So the idea, it's an ear which has this Chiv. That's the idea of an ear sheyesh b'Bezdin, an ear which has the, I'm just giving a support for the idea that we're saying is that an ear sheyesh b'Bezdin is an ear that has a chi of shmiras nefesh. It's responsible to do this stuff. Right? Bezdin did it. Let's say if a city doesn't have Bezdin, so there's no responsibility. That's not their responsibility. It's the Bezdin who does it. It's an activity of Bezdin to do this stuff. But if it doesn't have a Baz Din, so then they don't have that responsibility. Then the next city has a responsibility. The city which has a Baz Din. But I was wondering, the Rambam doesn't say the Baz Din of every city except for Yerushalayim. Right? Like, in a certain sense, I'm arguing, according to my Svara, that Yerushalayim doesn't have this responsibility because they don't own the city. You know, because it's not given to us in that regard. So, I mean, I don't know if you're going to have that halacha, you can find it in the Rambam, but, you know, there's a kasha that you don't find in the Rambam, but it's, you know, I think I would have to be, I think I'm claiming that. I mean, just as a, I think just, what does it say, just to, back to the question that you had asked, is it, what's pshat that Yishlam is in the Schalke L'Shvatim? So, I mean, the pasuk here says, Ba'aret asher shemokech nosin l'chanachla l'rishta, in the land which God gave you as an inheritance to inherit. So if it meant that all of Klal Yisrael owns it, I mean, the pasuk doesn't say anything about divvied up. You know, nachla l'rishta, it just means he gave you his inheritance. So if he gave this land as an inheritance to all of Klal Yisrael, so then it's still nachla l'rishta, it's just not divvied up. You know, I mean, it doesn't say anything about divvied up. According to what I'm saying is divvied up is the way in which it's given. But Yerushalayim wasn't divvied up, means it wasn't given. So you can't say it's nachla l'rishta, it wasn't given to us. It wasn't Nashon Nosei Nocha Nachla Rishta. God didn't give it to us as a Nachla. He didn't. It's not ours. Same way Yechutzor isn't ours. Yerushalayim isn't ours. Right? But if you're going to learn that it is ours, it's not divvied up, then how does the Pasuk imply that? Also, the Pasuk, I think, by Tzaras, the Nohalach of, right yesterday in Ram, Nohalach of Tumas Tzaras, the house of Tzaras in Yerushalayim, because it says, I think it says, but base Eretz Echuzasna, in the house and the land of your inheritances. You know, and this was a Mestak L'Shvatim. So again, it doesn't, if you say your Yerushalayim was really given to everybody, so then it is the base Eretz Echuzasna. Yeah, I mean, the Rambam in Tzaras, Yidol Yidolaf, it says, I know I saw this. Yerushalayim v'chutzal aretz in matam b'negayim. Both Yerushalayim and Chutz La'aretz are not Tamei Yotin Gaim. Shneamar beveis erechus v'aslam, v'Yerushalayim lo nistag l'shvatim. Yerushalayim wasn't given out to the Shvatim. So it's like Chutz La'aretz, it's equating it. You know, it's equating it to Chutz La'aretz. But they're both equally not the beveis erechus v'aslam, not the land of your inheritance. And I guess it means Tumas Tzaras is in your houses. It's not in the, your houses means the houses which you own, which are in your land, the houses of your land. But Yerushalayim is not your land. It's true you're allowed to live there and you're allowed to build houses and all that, but it's lacking in being yours. So that's not to Masaras. So Masaras is that God goes and gives it in your land. You know, the places you own. So it doesn't become an Yerin Dachas. It says, and Ari Miklot is an Yerin Dachas because it'll be one of your cities. And Yerushalayim also, because it's not given out to the Shvatim. So it's not a Racha, it's not your city. Not yours. It's not given to the Shvatim. So the Yerin Dachas is if one of your cities, God gave you a city, you brought it to the altar of Avodah Zarah, it's destroyed. But Yerushalayim is not your city, so to speak. You say, look, it's not our fault. It's not our city. It's our responsibility. It's a certain, idea when it's your city. So that's what I'm learning this idea of the Shvatim. It's not yours, and as such, it's not associated with you in the same way, and you don't have the same responsibilities with it, and you know. You don't go down with it in the same way. You're simply dwellers there. Yeah, so I think the bottom line idea so will be that the ear akrova means the ear hakrova, ear she chayev shmiras hanefesh hakrova alachala. This is an ear vis-a-vis this the chayev of guarding the city. As you see in the Rambam and Nechazeva. It's part of the responsibility of an ear, the bezdin of the ear. So it's the ear which is responsible for Shmiras Nefesh, which is the halacha. Then ear is chayiv, and then ear sheyesh ba bezdin. But it's the ear which is responsible. So I'm saying if it doesn't have bezdin, it doesn't have that chayiv. And if it does, it's Yerushalayim, and you don't own it, it also doesn't have that chayiv. So that's the ear hakrova, means the ear which has that chayiv. Not just any city. So we'll shoot for tomorrow to do that stuff about the essence of man's life. In his, you know, his mouth, his stomach, his belly, right? That stuff. And it was, yeah.
Wasn't it just?